This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Michelle Anderson, the Atlantic Public Library Director, with us here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
How's the summer been at the library?
Oh, well, we just got past our busy hump. We try to always wrap up our summer reading program before Cass County Fair, so we are just finally able to take a nice deep breath. But our participation was excellent. We're still crunching our numbers to see how the stats from summer look, but it was really wonderful to see people back in the library and to see people at programs, and it's been a couple years, so it was a really good summer for us.
You know, it's kind of encouraging, too, because the school has a program here in town that kids have been taking advantage of this summer. You have educational programs at the library. When you think in the summertime, the last place I wanted to be was anywhere where I was going to be learning anything, because I do that all school year long. It's nice to see kids and parents taking advantage of the opportunities.
Yeah, and just because it's educational doesn't mean it's not fun.
That's the goal anyway. Very good. Well, you've got a program coming up. I know you got lots of stuff happening here yet this summer before school gets underway again, but it's a program called Technology Tutor. Tell me about that.
So this is, we're bringing it back. We've done it before, but essentially I'm going to be available every Thursday afternoon in August to help folks with their technology questions. Most of the time we get questions related to smartphones and tablets, but we also get random questions about how do I use the library's catalog, how do I download a book, and that kind of stuff. So each week I'll kind of have a 10-15 minute, here's something library related that you can do online with one of your own devices. And then I'll just open it up for questions. And you want to try and stump me? Go for it. Come and ask a good question. Stump me. I love it.
Stump the librarian. There you go. So I can come down there. You're going to teach me how to TikTok.
Oh,
not so much.
I'm not a TikToker, but we were just talking this morning that we may have to have some teens teach us how to TikTok.
I've just heard the term. I don't know what it is either.
Yeah.
I'm an old guy who doesn't understand a lot of this stuff, but that's what you're there for,
that's
right?
That's what I'm there for. So some people don't know that you can peruse our shelves online. So you can go to our online catalog, you see something you like, you can place a hold. And the next day, library staff will pull it. You'll get a notification that says, come pick it up, it's ready. So we'll teach you how to do that. We'll teach you how to use some of our online services. We offer Bridges, which is OverDrive that's shared across the state of Iowa. We also offer Hoopla. And if you have an Atlantic Public Library card and you live in Atlantic or Cass County, you probably have access to those things. So I will teach you how to do that.
You know, I remember growing up where the library was a great resource. We used it all the time, but we had to go to the library to use it. We had to be taught the Dewey Decimal System. We had to be taught how to be able to find things in different locations. And I mean, you know, it was all an experience in itself. Now you don't really have to necessarily go to the library. The library kind of comes to you.
We definitely have library card holders who only use our online offerings, who they will come in. We'll see them once every 3 years because your library card needs to be renewed every 3 years. In fact, I just helped someone yesterday. She said, well, I got the email that I need to see you before I can check out my next book. And I'm like, okay, so it's good to see you. See you again in 3 years. But really, as librarians, we're encouraged to think of our online presence as almost a virtual branch of our library. So between our website, we use Facebook for social media from the library, between our other online offerings, to really think about it and curate it like you would another branch of your library. So yes, there's something about the library that you can access 24/7.
So where are those people now that said, oh, the internet, well, that'll be the end of the libraries. Nobody will need them anymore.
I don't know. It's the same people who said, well, now I can Google anything. Why do I need a library?
Yeah.
Well, we're there to help you.
Help you in a lot of different ways and make sure you're getting accurate information as
Right, that's a lot of it.
So what types of things? Now, it's called technology tutor. So
right.
Anything technology?
So really, like I said, I'll prepare just a little bit, 10-15 minutes of something about library services that are online. But then once I'm done with that, ask me anything. You want to know why your phone is slowing down. You want to know how to set privacy settings on a social media account. Mm-hmm. You want to know how to link your email from your computer onto a portable device. Anything. Seriously. Ask me anything.
So who is this geared toward?
Generally speaking, it's more adults and especially older adults who are trying to use technology, but they don't have, those are usually the people who appreciated having the instructions or directions or manual to flip through to learn how to use their devices. And smartphones and tablets just don't hardly come with that anymore. So they, you know, they kind of learn, well, I wanted to do this, so my daughter taught me that, or I wanted to do that, and my grandson taught me how to do that, but I don't know how to do this other thing. Well, that's what I'm there for. And sometimes you can walk in and find me and find someone to ask just random questions like that. But Thursday afternoons in August, I'm setting aside time in my day to be available to answer those questions.
Now, so do you have expertise in all areas? If I have an Apple product, if I have an Android product, any of those kinds of things?
So personally, I use more Android products. Mm-hmm. But Google does help me answer Apple questions, and we do have a couple staff members who are more familiar with Apple products. So if your Apple product stumps me, I can always pull in another staff member who maybe could answer those easier.
Well, I'm always amazed at how much some of the folks who have been on the planet a little bit longer have picked up about technology. I assume a lot of that's from the grandkids.
Oh, sure. Kids and grandkids. Well, and especially COVID kind of forced us into that because, you know, while we were told to stay at home, we could Zoom or we could FaceTime or Skype. Oh, do you remember Skype? So, you know, even being forced into this is how I'm going to see my family for a while, I think helped people kind of go, okay, I'm going to learn this. But this is just a time for you to come and ask those kinds of questions. You're wanting to try Zoom or you're wanting to try FaceTime, but you don't know how to do it or how to get started, come ask me questions.
Well, we learned a lot about having to use some of this stuff during the pandemic when we kind of separated from each other for a while. And as I started to say, too, the grandparents seem to have learned a lot because they want to keep in touch with grandkids because maybe they live somewhere else. So the grandchildren have taught them how to get online and how to do visits and mobile chats and video chats and those types of things. But then there's the kind of the folks in the middle, I guess, kind of like me. Who didn't learn this stuff growing up. Computers weren't really a thing then, but now, and I'm, you know, getting toward the end of my career, and there's so much more, it seems like, to learn. Just about the time you think you've got it figured out, there are 16 different things now that I don't understand.
Right, right. Well, and so come. Thursday afternoons in August at 3. I'll see you then.
we get all these kind of crazy questions. So, are there questions that are just like, there's no dumb question, or are there some questions that are too dumb?
No. There are no dumb questions. Regularly, we have people come in who are surprised they can print from their mobile phone to one of our printers at the library. Yes, you can. You just have to connect to our Wi-Fi, and then you don't even have to sign on to one of our computers. You can just pull up what you need to print, and you can print from your phone. So we help a lot of people with that. Some people don't understand how to connect to our Wi-Fi, so whether or not their Wi-Fi is on, they're always using data. And so I can teach someone how to check to make sure you're actually using Wi-Fi when Wi-Fi is available. So really, anything goes. I'm completely serious. Any question?
It's funny. That was a serious point you brought up earlier, though, about like owner's manuals and things. That used to be a common thing. You'd pop open a package, you take a look at it, familiarize yourself quick. Now you pop open something and you have to learn how to use it quickly because the owner's manual's online. You've got to use your phone or your tablet to go online to find
it. Right.
The
it's usually
manual.
Like a folded piece of paper that says getting started guide that says charge it and then turn it on and you're good to go. And that just really isn't enough instruction for a lot of people.
No, not for those of us who are used to those owner's manuals. I want paper in my hand.
Right.
You can go online and print it if you'd like or save a copy of it
somewhere
too. And they usually have a PDF format that you can save too. But, you know, those are all things too. Maybe some folks still don't understand what Wi-Fi means, what PDF means. It could be just the basics.
Right. Absolutely. Ask anything.
All right. So that's on Thursdays in August. What time?
3:00. I'm planning for about an hour. If I get overrun with people and questions, I'd be glad to stay longer than an hour. But that way, again, I've got time set aside in my day. You don't have to wonder if I'm available. You know I'll be available to ask questions that day.
Perfect. All right. Very good. And there's no need to register, call ahead,
nope,
or anything.
Just show up. And if you get your questions answered the first week and you're not interested in other stuff, Thanks for coming the first week. If you get some questions answered the first week and you think, oh, but I didn't ask this, well, then come back the second week, every Thursday in August.
You might come up with something new.
Right.
You bet. Well, and it is difficult because we are spread out. And I joke, but we do depend on younger people a lot with technology because they seem to be the ones on the cutting edge. And if we just don't have those youngsters around us to help us out a little bit, we need another resource.
So. Yeah, I depend on the youngers, too.
We're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat.
All right, very good. Well, we hope folks take advantage of that. And again, no dumb questions. All questions are welcome because they all have to be answered at some time or another so you can move forward in that progression. Michelle, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Thursdays in August, 3 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. Hope folks stop on by.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.